Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You're listening to the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show with Sal Capaccio and Joe DiBiase. Brought to you by Northtown Automotive. Whatever you're looking for, you'll find it at Northtown. Shop online at northtownauto.com.
I mean, kind of like the eclipse. We don't have the greatest weather for the day that we want. It's a Friday, and it's like super wet and windy out there. Studio Capaccio is rocking over here today, Joe.
All right.
The wind.
Yeah, there's a lot of wind. There's a lot of wind. It's died down a little bit, but trees were moving around earlier. Supposed to get some snow tonight.
Come on, I did not see that.
Yeah. Supposed to get some snow tonight. Who was it?
Have we had any snow this April? We haven't. We've had a little trace in some regard, correct?
I think I was overnight.
Gone for most of the first 9 days.
Yeah. I think overnight maybe there was one day, and maybe that's probably what this is too. Aaron Mentkowski from Channel 7 tweeted a graphic that said 0.8 inches of snow overnight for tonight into tomorrow. So, you know, most probably won't even see it. If there is
any,
it might be overnight
is,
and then it melts by the time you wake up.
Do you remember what Patrick Hamer told us many, like, a couple years ago? And I always remember this. There's never been an April in Buffalo without snow.
Right. There's always something that's measurable on some level.
Yeah. So, I think we've already had it. Might have been like an overnight night when I was in Australia. I'm not sure. But if not, then tonight would be the night. So, I did not know that. There's some snow tonight. I mean, it's not looking too bad. You know what we're doing now? I'm getting ready for Little League baseball season. I'm my son's head coach for both his 10U travel team and his house team. And now's the time where you start to try to get outside, do some practices. We have like evaluations for drafting the 9-10-year-old kids. That's coming up within the week. And it's just such a hit and miss to try and get outside to play baseball this time of year. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Heck with golf. Baseball is way tougher.
Yeah. You got to hit. I mean, your hands probably hurt, right? When you're making contact with the bat? I don't even know.
It's just a wet field, though, too, right? You can
field.
Play on a wet golf surface. I don't love it, but you could do it. But you can't do that in baseball, really. It's just much harder, obviously. That's why they have wet diamonds, and you call it because of rain and wet diamonds.
Right. Yeah, the Bisons, did they get their game postponed in the 8th, I think, yesterday? Because there was like a small, there was like a window between rains yesterday. So, you know, that's going to happen early April. You're going to get a lot of delays. It makes sense. It's the only sport, really, where you get severe delays, I think, because of weather. I guess golf you do, too.
Yeah, that's right.
Football,
I mean,
I guess
you could have it like tennis you do sometimes with the yeah. When they're an outdoor, you know, tournaments.
But do they? No, never mind. They would need to. I'm like, do they need to do that in tennis, or are they just doing that because they don't want to do it? No, they would. They would probably the ball, you know, bouncing is very important
and
the right way.
It's a player safety issue too, right?
Yeah, that's right.
On the surface, I mean, but you know, the Bisons and baseball teams, professional baseball teams, they have tarps. We don't have tarps over at the Hurdle North Park Shoshone Little League. I mean, if anybody wants to donate them and, you know, put them on and help us, that'd be great. But we don't have that, so when there's a little bit of water, like all, you know, Little Leagues. Now, I will tell you, when you were growing up, did you have... You played baseball, right, in some capacity? Little League? You played baseball?
I think until I was like 11 or 12, yeah.
Okay. Do you remember turf fields for baseball? Or was it all grass?
I don't remember turf. I'm not. It probably happened. I don't remember turf though. I remember grass.
They're everywhere now, Joe. Everywhere.
Yeah.
Turf baseball diamonds everywhere, and they're really nice. And not only are they nice to play on, and you know you can you're not gonna be as wet, and you know you don't have to keep them up. What's really cool about the turf baseball diamonds they have, and we play at a lot of these different fields now that have turf diamonds. There's a great. You know, Little League in Lancaster has it. If you drive by a lot of the, if you go down Transit by DePue High School and go right around there, what is that, Como Park, I think, you could see where they have a really great turf facility. A lot of them do. You go to, I think, Cheektowaga, the Williamsville schools, they have these turf facilities now. But anyway, even the Little League diamonds. What's cool about the Little League diamonds, though, with turf, you can actually move, like the pitcher's mound, they have makeshift mounds. They're actually like movable mounds. That you can move to the different diamond specifications. And then the bases, too. So you can just lift up the bases and move it up or down to a certain area to fit whatever league, whatever age you're doing, which is totally cool. So we could go, like, sometimes we'll go play a game, and before us, there's a 12U game, let's say, and they're playing on a 90-foot diamond. And then we play, and we're on a 60-foot diamond, and all they do is lift the bases up and move them down 30 feet.
Okay. Nice.
It's the same diamond.
Yeah.
It's very cool.
Yeah, very cool. Very cool.
And the pitcher's mound, by the way. They just move those. So, but they're everywhere now. You have these turf fields. All right, I want to start today. We already started, but I want to ask you a question that maybe I'm just super ignorant about. I wanted to tweet this last night, but I did not because I was really afraid that people would tell me how much of an idiot I am. Okay? So
okay.
I didn't do that. Feel free to tell me I'm an idiot. I'm just giving you that right now, Joe. Okay?
Uh-huh.
Last night's Sabres game, there's a fight at the end of the game, correct? You saw the brawl, you saw the fight, we all saw it. I was at the game for two periods. We are still having major jet lag in my house, and my son had to go to school today, so we actually left at the end of the second period. We just wanted to go to the final home game of the year. We went, it was great. So I did not see the fight. It actually would have been right in front of me. Josh, you sat next to Max. Was Max cool with you? Was Max cool with you, Josh?
Yeah, he was funny. We came back, me and my buddies came back from the... getting food and stuff right as Benson scored. And he turns to me, he goes, Benson scored. And I was like, I know. So
all right.
It was fun.
I love it. I love it. That's cool. Well, we got a chance there and we saw Josh and the fight was right in front of us. Right, Josh, where we were sitting last night?
Yep.
That would have been right there.
Literally like right at that face-off dot. So like in the offensive zone.
I knew that when I watched it on TV. We got home, I watched it. And I'm like, oh my God, like we were right there. We would have seen this. Okay. The Capitals had their goaltender pulled. Mm-hmm. They had six guys on the ice.
Right.
Sabres had five.
Yep.
The fight was right in front of UPL, correct?
Yes. Basically, yeah.
What is the protocol there? I was going to text Marty last night and say, wait a minute. Shouldn't the goalie make sure his guys are not outnumbered since it's right there and just go grab somebody?
I would say yes to that. And one guy that I will always remember doing this every single time that situation arose, whether it was in Buffalo or elsewhere, was Ryan Miller. If there was something happening at the end of a game and the other goalie was pulled, Ryan Miller was getting involved. There's a scrum / brawl at the end of game one, Sabres and Bruins in 2010, where the Bruins have the goalie pulled. The Sabres win that game. And they're like everyone starts going after Chara, like Chara and Gostad, and everyone's fighting, so everyone gets involved. And Miller charges out of his net and grabs Miroslav Shatan. Like there's a photo out there, there's a video out there of Miller and Shatan grabbing each other. They're not dropping the gloves, but just shoving back and forth. And Miller did that in Vancouver, I remember. So he's someone I think about for that, and I know other goalies too. The only thing I would say in Lukanen's defense here is if you watch the brawl back from last night, Alex Ovechkin is not getting involved.
Yes. Okay, that is the one guy. I agree with you, and I watched it too, and I said the exact same thing. I even pointed it out to my wife last night. When we got home, we were watching it, and she goes, oh, wow, like this doesn't happen very often, and obviously we were there, we would have seen this. And I said, oh, the first thing that came to my mind was they're outnumbered. They got six guys on the ice. Yeah. The Sabres have five. And then I looked and go, wait a minute, look at Ovechkin. He's just standing there. He's not grabbing anyone.
Yeah, he's just standing but watching like, I'm too old for this bleep. I don't need to get involved here. There's already five of us anyway.
Answer my first question. Am I an idiot for even thinking about this or asking this question?
No, I thought the same thing. I'm not going to lie. I thought the exact same thing, like, hey, six on five, but then, right, like, as you watch, like, oh, okay, but Ovechkin is, like, just hanging out on the side, not doing anything, so.
Okay, yes. I just texted Marty. I didn't do this last night. I just texted him now because you told me it's not a stupid question. I didn't want to bother him with a stupid question last night, plus he was on the air. I said, what's the protocol for a six-on-five fight when the goalie is pulled? Shouldn't UPL have grabbed someone? Now, there's also, like, did they just run the... Because on TV, they had the replay going, and then you heard the horn. And I'm like, wait a minute, did we miss the face-off? I don't think there was a face-off, correct? They just ran the time?
They ran the time. I don't know that there was any time anyway. Yeah, no, the clock was expired. Everyone got together with, like, under a second left, so the clock ran out.
I don't think it ran out officially before that, Joe. It ran out. The horn did not go until after the fight was over.
For the third period to end?
Yes.
I mean... The referee doesn't blow his whistle, I don't think.
Maybe I'm wrong. I'm thinking of the goal horn because that's what I heard. That's right. Yeah, I heard the goal horn. But then again, the goal horn went well after. If the third period horn sounds, we didn't hear the goal horn. Is that because there was a fight going on and whoever's in charge of the goal horn didn't want to hit it? Because the goal horn didn't go to celebrate the win until after the fight was completely over.
Right. The clock expired. The clock expired.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
And naturally. So I think we're good on that front. Okay. Yeah, definitely. It was under a second left when the referee goes to blow his whistle. So I don't think there would have been another faceoff.
All right. So
it was game two, by the way.
I'm still wondering, and I want to see if Marty gets back to me and says, I'm still wondering, like, when you're a goalie in that situation, I'm just wondering why he didn't grab somebody, at least come out there. His team is 6-on-5. Again, you're right. Ovechkin's not doing anything. I don't think that means that. I think if the protocol is, hey, I got to make sure that my guys aren't outnumbered here, because they are, actually. I don't think that Ovechkin just standing there should relieve him from that. And I'm not criticizing UPL. I don't know. I'm asking. Plus, I also know that if he does that, does he get ejected for joining the fight? And the game is over. He would have to get ejected before they cut. There's a lot of different things going on here, right?
Yeah, there's a lot of different things going on. I think with all the circumstances, like, I'd probably want my goalie to go out there and, like, just make sure that everyone's good and it's not an outnumbered advantage. But I'm interested in what Marty says, too, because I also don't think that's, like, you know, required of the goaltender, for instance. And in that situation, when you've got a guy hanging out on the side and the game is over, so I don't think it's a big deal that Lukanen didn't go out there, but he certainly could have.
803-0550, if you want to jump on this conversation and let us know. Maybe you played goalie and you're like, yeah, or you coached and you... Maybe there's an... It's just one of those, like, unwritten sports rules, right? I don't know. That's why I'm wondering about it. Like, if there's an unwritten... And the other part of it, Joe, is I wouldn't even have thought of it. It was on the other end of the ice, maybe. But it's, like, right in front of him. That's why I thought about it.
Yeah.
I'm thinking, geez, you know, he has to skate, like, 20 feet. He could probably grab somebody here. It was funny looking at Ovechkin basically doing what you just said, which is, I am not getting involved in this whatsoever.
Right. Miller, by the way, it's funny. I'm watching the video back of this playoff game in 2010, and there's a replay, I'm going to tweet it out, of Miller. Like, Miller, that dude just was on top of stuff all the time. And in the game, usually, mostly, but, like, even this kind of stuff, where you see... like the thing, the scrum start, and there is just zero hesitation. Like, guy, like, he knows that it's an empty net, and guys start going after each other, and it's boom, instant. He's running out of the net to go to that pile. So,
right.
And he wasn't a tough guy. I mean, how big was Ryan Miller? He was like the thinnest dude on the team ever. So,
right. All right, it's the Northtown Automotive, Extra Point Show. Sal Capaccio, Sneaky Joe DiBiase. It's brought to you by Northtown Automotive. Whatever you're looking for, you'll find it at Northtown. Shop online at northtownauto.com. Speaking of Northtown, they're always helping us get connected with our fans. So let's go to Pat in South Buffalo, who has an answer or wants to chime in on this. What do you think, Pat?
Yeah, hi. I was at the game last night, and if you watch closely, Ovechkin does play the role of the third man a little bit at the beginning. It looks like the ref tells him to back off. And when he's standing around the scrum, you could see him. He grabs on the Tage Thompson's arm on a couple of occasions, preventing him from actually engaging in the fight. So he wasn't completely innocent in all that.
I have this as well, Joe. How about this, Pat? From Kevin, who just tweeted me. Alex did not engage because he would have gotten a third man in penalty and possibly suspended for a game or two.
Yeah.
Okay.
And so, you know, watching what occurred last night in the two fights simultaneously, I was then actually telling my daughter about the game last week between the Devils and the Rangers, in which eight players were ejected 2 seconds into the game. That the first fight that
That's
engages
right.
everyone else that fights thereafter. So,
thanks, Pat. We appreciate your call. That is getting connected with our fans. It's brought to you by Northtown Kia, Western New York's number one Kia dealer. Shop online at northtownkia.com. I want to talk about this fight a little bit. A couple things. Tage, I mean, he handled himself pretty well.
Yeah, Pacioretty. I don't think Pacioretty really wanted any of that smoke.
Right.
He never threw a punch. I don't think he was ready to. Tage maybe, you know, showing a little bit of the frustration of the season. Maybe a little bit there. Maybe there was something else going on. Something was said. I don't know. But he was raining bombs over top of Pacioretty. Like, that is not a good spot for Pacioretty to be in. Because, what's Thompson got? 6 inches on him? That is not a good position to be in. And Tage, I mean, took, you know, what'd he throw? 10 punches versus zero for Pacioretty?
That's right. He does have that. But did you know Tage could fight?
Okay,
I didn't know Tage could fight.
He's fought 3 or 4 times at least
okay.
with the Sabres.
Yeah, I haven't really thought about it or seen it as much as,
yeah, not like
as I realize.
Not like he's doing it all the time, but I've right. seen him do it a couple of times, yeah.
Okay.
There was maybe a game earlier in the season against Chicago where he did too.
Oh, now, yes. I do remember one of these. That's right.
Now, I haven't seen him take full advantage of somebody like that, though. Like, even when he's gotten right. into a fight, like, I don't think he's just, you know, looked like, who's the Ranger kid? Matt Rempe. Out there. That looked like Matt Rempe. Just super tall guy, just, again, raining bombs on top of just a smaller guy.
And then you had Greenway, and look, I mean, he's going against Wilson, right? I mean, he got a lick in, though. I didn't see the exact full replay of that one. It looked like he got a good shot before Wilson kind of put him down.
Yeah. Wilson's big. He's a big dude,
he's
right?
He's tough.
Like, Greenway's the guy, though, you would want out there against him.
Yeah.
If someone
okay, so
it.
You know what happens, though, in this situation, Joe, right? This is the, I'm sure you guys got, in fact, I saw somebody tweeting about it today with Jeremy, and then I saw somebody tweeting Mike Harrington about it. We all get this, and I'm sure you probably got it. Maybe people called this morning. I have no idea. You know what happens in these situations. As soon as they happen, we get the call from certain fans who say, see, you need more tough guys. You got to have people on the ice to be able to take care of business. And while I'm not going to sit here and go, yeah, let's get back to Rob Ray era. Let's get back to Andrew Peters era. That's not what I'm about to say or think at all. I will say, though, I did appreciate finally that this team showed a little bit of toughness and stuck up for one another and someone was willing to throw the gloves. I can be a little old school like that. I don't think it has to be dismissed all the time that is not worth anything. And unfortunately, it was too little too late. I'm not saying load up with Rempies on your roster.
Yeah,
but the Rangers are the best team in the league, or close to it, and they do have Matt Rempe on the roster.
All right. Well, it is more of an engagement for people, right? Like, you want to see the team engaged, a belief in each other, right? Like, that's what you want. That's what people want. I would say this, though, like, and we haven't heard a lot of that, like, criticism of they don't have enough of that. But there's been some of that, sure. Like, they need to be, you know, a tougher hockey team. I would just want to make a difference here. If there is any criticism levied against them, it's more mental toughness than it is physical toughness. Like, go look at their best players. Like, there's Tage dropping the gloves. There was another, someone just tweeted in reminding me, well, not reminding, I wouldn't have known this happened, that Thompson apparently destroyed someone for getting after Skinner in the preseason. Like, and he's dropped the gloves a few times. Like, Thompson will do it, and Tuck will do it if he has to. Dahlin's the one who started all that last night. Not really. Like, he was.
That's right.
I mean, Oshie's the one who kind of hits Thompson from behind, but Dahlin, who, hey, everyone wants him, everyone thinks he's going to be the next captain. What do Sabre fans want from the next captain? Wasn't it that? It's Dahlin coming in from neutral ice. The game is over. Someone just took a shot at your best player, and Dahlin just drops TJ Oshie and starts the whole thing. And Dahlin's been like that all the time. He'll always get in stuff. He throws the biggest checks on the team. So Dahlin is tough enough, I think, very much. I mentioned Tuck and Thompson. I mean, who are we really talking about that is lacking in that way? Skinner even is like, he got suspended last year for cross-checking a dude in the teeth. So I think they've got some smaller young players that are up and coming and probably don't fit that. But when I think of their lack of toughness, and I'm not even one that thinks it matters all that much at all, but if I think of where they're lacking in that department, it's not physical toughness. I think it's mental toughness.
Oh, 100%. I think that's definitely borne out throughout the year. But I do think about teams like the Rangers and the fact that they're willing to have guys like Rempe on the roster and think, well, we've been saying for how many years you don't have guys like that anymore.
Right.
Well, here's the best team in the league with a guy like that now.
That's right. But he's not the reason they're good. Like, he hardly plays. He's played four, and he's also played 14 games this year. Like, he's getting headlines because, right, the extra stuff that's happening. And I'm sure the Rangers love it. But they were the best team in hockey even before he played a game for them this season. So, you know, like, he is the...
Right.
You're right, though. Like, he's a way gone era. He is the goon. That's all he does. He didn't score in the AHL. I looked at his numbers the other day. Never did anything in the AHL. Never did anything in juniors other than fight. Like, he is a fighter. So, like, I don't think there's another one like him in the league today. And I guarantee you when the Rangers get to the playoffs, he will not be in their lineup. At least not at the start of series. So, but I do think there's a point to be made here that, like, we can use another individual, for example, and maybe make the same point. How about the guy from last night? Not my favorite idea, but I'm sure we'll talk about him as an idea this summer. Tom Wilson's about to become a free agent.
There's a lot that goes on with that. There's a lot that comes along with that, right?
But he also is a good hockey player. Like, along with, right, like, he's not just a goon, and he gets in trouble, right, because he goes over the line a lot. Although, I will say, it's been a bit, I feel like, since he's done that. But whatever, he's done it a lot.
I think so, too.
But he's like he's an actual good hockey player. And that's more of tough to play against, right? Like, Rempe is, well, one guy on your team has got to fight him tonight, like, at most. Like, that's the most that comes with him. Wilson is every single shift for 20 minutes that he's on the ice, I'm going to have my head up because that guy is coming after me. Like, that's a different type of player that, like, I'd listen to. I think he's got to be a good player, too. And that's one example of a guy that, hey, there's probably going to be a crowd of fans that are going to want to see the Sabres go after Tom Wilson this summer.
A few more things we need to get to. So we'll do that on the other side. And then at the top of the hour, we're going to have Jeff Minas join us to talk about the Masters, day one, and then partly of day one today, resuming, and day two. Tiger was actually, he had to play five holes this morning. Watch that. And then now he's going to be back on the course for day number two, as everybody else is, at the Masters. So Jeff Minas will join us at 11:05 a.m. When we come back after this timeout, there's two questions about players. You want to talk about players and on this team next year? One guy, Joe, I want to ask you about who's on the team currently, if you think he will be next year. Number two, a guy who's not on the team, and you think the Sabres, might and should pursue what that would look like. But before we do, how about this? This is the power of radio, Joe DiBiase. We're sitting here talking about all this. I just had a Sabres/NHL off-ice official text me, okay?
Okay.
Said, Sal, there should have been about 1.5 seconds left when the fight started.
Okay.
We were in touch with Toronto. They said, do not reset the clock. Game over.
Gotcha.
Okay. There you go.
But even he does say that like they would have had to reset the clock, right? Yes. They didn't stop the clock and then run it. Okay.
Right. So apparently, I think that what he's saying is there was 1.5 when it started. It ran out. In a lot of the maybe in a situation where if it was a maybe a different situation, they might have said you got to put 1.5 back on. They didn't do that. They just said no, the game's over. It doesn't matter. So thank you. So there we go. That's the power of radio when you're talking here on the Extra Point Show on WGR. It is the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show. We'll take a timeout when we come back. A couple of roster decisions for the Sabres. A lot of them coming up this offseason. One player I'm interested in if they will and should.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Keep on the team and one that is not on the team that maybe they should pursue. We'll do that with Joe when we come back here on WGR. Here on the Extra Point Show, Sal Capaccio, Sneaky Joe DiBiase, Jeff Mita is going to join us at 11:05. Hope you're enjoying your Friday morning. It's a little wet out there. Let's go to Frank in Williamsville. Wants to join us here. Hi, Frank.
Hey, Sal. You know, looking at the Sabres this year, I was really high on this team after last year. I was excited about the Sabres again. And this year, it just seems to be a year that it was stuck in neutral. I believe what you guys are saying about the mental toughness, but I don't think you get that from the coach. I think you get that from the players. And I don't know if they have players that are developing that way. I love Thompson, what I see from him. But, I mean, like, a guy like Skinner, I mean, like, we had another 1,000 games. You're not going to get much more than he's given you this year. I mean, the thing about having the tough guys on the ice is they open the ice up for the guy, for the other talented players that can score goals. Unless, of course, you're wearing a Sabres jersey because they're just so bad at scoring goals around the net. And I don't know how they're going to finish that, but I just wanted to ask you if you had to be the most improved, the least improved, and what you would do as a coach in a quick summary. I'd be interested in what you think.
We could tackle that. Thanks, Frank. Mm-hmm. Frank, we could tackle that. First, I want to say, I mean, open things up. I guess theoretically, I'm not saying it wouldn't happen, right? When you have a superstar, it goes back since the beginning of time. I mean, Wayne Gretzky had Marty McSorley on his line for that reason. You don't touch Gretzky because then McSorley just punches you in the face for 5 minutes, right? I mean, that's what would happen. But Joe, their problem here isn't getting room for their stars. Their problem is not scoring in the power play, and you're not putting those guys in the power play.
Right. I mean, I think their problem, honestly, like all of this about their ability to play with pressure and how mentally, what the mental fortitude of the team. I think it's not that it's irrelevant. I just think it's below the real problem, which is their stars. The guys that are supposed to be their stars, like really the centers, right? Like, that is the position I'm thinking more about right now and how this season went than anything. Let's be real. Their season went the way it did because their number one and number two centers didn't play up to expectations. That's it. The wingers were fine for the most part. Paterka was fine. Tuck's their leading scorer on the season. Skinner had a down year, but even still ended up with 25 goals. Like, they're centers. Thompson and Cousins. And especially Cousins. I mean, Thompson got going here at the end, and maybe there was injuries with him. But even so, he was not up to last year's standard. And Cousins regressed, and I can't believe that it happened, and I don't know why. I don't have a good answer as to how it happened for Cousins. Like, they can get mentally tougher and learn to play with pressure all they want. If their top two centers are going to play like they did this year, they're never going to make the playoffs.
Well, I think that goes right into then Frank's second question, which is who's been the most disappointing, who's been the most improved. Yeah. I think both of us would say, I don't want to speak for you, but
no, go ahead.
I think the way we've talked a lot, Dylan Cousins would be at the top of the list
yeah.
of disappointing.
No, I think it's Cousins. I think for sure. It's especially because I don't really get it. I don't understand how it happened. Like, he was so good last year at driving play, developing play, getting the puck with Quinn and Paterka as rookies on his line, having the season that he did. And I saw a couple video breakdowns recently on social media. You know, they could have been cherry-picked, but it kind of feels like this has been a lot of this season where he just gets this tunnel vision, where he drives into the zone, and he's trying to stick-handle around a guy, and he doesn't really have the right mind of where his teammates are, where to go with it to open space. The type of stuff that Benson, by the way, excels at. Like, just kind of getting the play to open up a little bit. And I'm left here at the end of the season asking myself a question I never thought I would, which is Cousins even a center? Because in the World Juniors, when he was great for Canada, where did he play? On the wing. When he was at the World Championships and played great for Team Canada, where did he play? On the wing. I mean, I hope that's not the case. And last year would show you that he's a center. But all throughout this year, the things he struggled with, like, he's definitely my answer. I mean, Tage would have been in consideration to be that answer too, but, you know, the fact that he got it together late gives you more confidence. It's Cousins for me. That he's got to be twice as good next year as he was this year.
Thank you very much someone who goes by RIP RJ, Coop DeVille, who says, and I just looked it up, he's right. Joe, Tom Wilson signed an 8-year extension before the season. He's actually won't be a free agent.
Oh, you know what? My bad. Thank you. Yes. You know what? I'm look cap friendly when you put in Tom Wilson. It just shows the contract he's on right now. So never mind.
Right.
All right. Scratch that.
Okay. Well, that said, now, speaking of cap friendly. Oh, and by the way, to answer Frank's question, most improved? I mean, I'd say Paterka and UPL.
Yes. I'd go UPL 1 and Paterka 2 for that. But those are the two guys for sure.
There aren't a lot of guys on that list, though. Right? I mean, that's been the problem. You didn't have guys take a step. Paterka took the step. UPL took the step. There haven't been enough guys take the step.
It's kind of funny, but Quinn took a step.
He did. It was just what a lost season for him, right? He got robbed. He got so robbed. He's going to be good.
Yeah.
I feel so bad, and I just hope that, you know, when things like that happen to a young player that's going to be good, I just keep thinking, like, please don't let this be something for his career where he just gets unlucky and misses a bunch of games here and there. Like, Samuelson, my gosh, like, this guy can't stay healthy at all. Right. And I'm already at the point where I'm not going to count on him. I want to make sure. And it's been one season of a couple bad luck. Jack Quinn starting last off season.
Yeah.
And then when he came back, let's just hope that's the case that he, you know, it's just this one season, not like Samuelson where you have this body of evidence now where he just can't stay healthy.
Right. Because otherwise, like, you just look at the goals even. Last year, Quinn had 14 goals in 75 games. This year, he had 8 goals in 25 games. Like, he was going to be the guy. Well, I think he was going to be Paterka. Like, I think they both could have done it. It doesn't have to be one or the other. But I thought of Quinn that way coming into the year. Like, that's their breakout candidate. That's the guy that's gonna drive them forward even more. And Paterka did it too. I think Quinn would have if he stayed healthy. So I believe he will be that level of player next year. Really, like, the fact that there's only two, I mean, you just, like, next year is going to be, you're going to need two more guys, though, right? Like, you're going to need, like, this year could have been that, but the power improvement that never really came. Like, he was fine, but there was not a big jump from Owen Power at all this year, and that hurt them that there wasn't a jump. Peyton Krebs not taking any step forward as a player. He's even one you could say took a step back. The fact that there was no improvement from him that hurt them throughout this season. I think the fact that it was only Paterka and Lukanen with all the regression they had, like, yeah, that really it all contributes to the season that they had. All of this that we're talking about all adds up to the season they had.
We walked into the game last night, my wife, my son, and me, and Yana says to me, who do you think's playing their last game here tonight? I'm like, wow, that's a great question.
In net? In
right?
goal?
Like, anywhere in the Sabres. For the, who's playing their last game? Who is playing their last game in front of these fans tonight in a Sabres uniform is basically her question.
Oh, I see.
Right? You know what I mean? Yeah. And I, no. Who's playing their last game for the Sabres tonight here in this arena, you know, last home game? And I said, Victor Olofsson was my first, right? That's that was the first name out of my mouth.
Yeah.
That then she says to me, and she doesn't know anything about contracts, right? I don't think, like, I had to explain to her what his contract situation was, but it was a great question. And I said, that's a great question. She said, what about Jeff Skinner? I said, you know, I said, let's put it this way. The way I would describe it to you is it would have to be like a Stefan Diggs type of thing for them to say, we're gonna do that. But I wouldn't completely rule it out because maybe they just get desperate enough to reshape the roster where they do something like that. His buyout, Joe, would be pretty tough, I think.
Yeah.
But I don't want to completely think it's completely off the table after the way he tailed off in the second half of the year.
I would say this. I'd be almost stunned if they would be willing to eat the buyout as it would be constructed if they did it this summer. Because listen, like at some point they're gonna have to decide. Paterka is gonna get a contract, maybe even the summer. Quinn's gonna get a contract eventually. Benson is already 1 year into his deal, so you're only a couple of years away from that. Hopefully, like they're slowly
so is Levi.
And Levi too, and Lukanen needs a contract this summer. Like they are slowly creeping back towards becoming a cap team versus no longer being a team that goes and trades for retired players because they can't reach the cap floor. So. Like, how, oh man, not next year, not the year after, the third year of the buyout, $6.4 million for Jeff Skinner, and then you have three more years of buyout after that. Just, I would be almost floored if Kevin Adams was willing to say, in 3 years, when hopefully I'm really good, and I'm hoping I'm trading first-round picks at the deadline for super good players, or I'm hoping that I'm in the ball game for a really good free agent that's available, and I'm setting myself up for a future where I have to eliminate an idea like that because I've decided to buy out Jeff Skinner. Like, I don't know. I maybe you'd go one more year with it and then think of a buyout. Maybe you go one more year with it and then, hey, if there's an expansion team by then, maybe you get that team to take him for you. Or you just eat it. Like, listen, you're going to lose him for nothing otherwise. Like, you're going to, which is fine, right? Like, he's not an incredible player at this point. But what's better? Jeff Skinner off your roster, and you might even have to give somebody something to take him, or cut him out completely on a buyout and eat all that money in the future that you're not going to want to. Or do you want a guy that just scores 25-plus goals on your roster? Because, listen, he had a down year. He still scored 24 goals. Like, if you give Jeff Skinner minutes and don't bury him in the press box like Ralph Kruger did, he's going to get you 20 goals. So, like, for me, a team that could not score this year can't afford to be getting rid of any player like that for nothing.
Michael in Toronto is up next. Hi, Michael.
Hi, how you doing?
Good. Thanks,
Good,
Michael.
Thanks.
Great. Yeah. Great, great. Just wanted to talk about the center position. I think there is a problem. You know, your second center there. And there's one player who's had a great comeback season and is a free agent, Sean Monahan, who's playing in Winnipeg. And I think he'd be a great fit for the Sabres. Just wanted to get your opinion on adding a player like that to the roster.
All right. He did have a big bounce back. He was like a cap dump guy a couple of years ago. 24 goals, 56 points. He's just so slow at this point. And I don't know. I don't know that I want to bet on what he just did being, you know, consistent. So but he's an idea and he's not a bad player. And yeah, like that's where I'm at. Like I'm the most disappointing thing for me of this season is their center group. I walked into the year thinking they had one of the best center cores in hockey. Like, who I thought a year ago, like, seriously, I really thought this, that They had one of the best center groups to start a franchise with in hockey. With the age that Thompson and Cousins were, and the fact that they were under contract on what seemed like great deals at the time, and you know the season Tage just had, they're here forever. The eight, like all of it together, like those two, and then I got Mittelstadt and Krebs behind that. Like I loved their center position coming into the year. At the end of the year, I'm kind of lost. I'm kind of lost on it. I don't know what Krebs is. I don't even know if Krebs is on the team anymore. He might be a guy you trade this summer. He needs a contract as an RFA. And Cousins being kind of lost, having a lost season. You know, Monahan or whoever. Like, I think they need a center. Boone Jenner? Like, well, I think they need a center this summer.
That is a great segue to my next question. We talked about a guy on the roster. How about a guy to bring in? We'll do that when we come back here on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
All right, Joe, so just talked about a couple of guys that maybe the Sabres can go out and pursue. How about the Steven Stamkos stuff? Is that anything you buy into? I mean, he's 34, but holy cow, he's having another great year. The guy can still play. 39 goals. He's going to hit 40 goals at the age of 33. He'll be 30. He just turned 34, actually. He's going to hit 40 goals. He's going to be a free agent at the end of the year. Remember, that was the year when he was the free agent. And it was him when the Sabres went out and got Oposo, right?
Yeah.
Because that was the talk that, you know, he was the number one guy, and then he signs with Tampa, and the Sabres wind up getting Oposo. But here we go again. Is that something you'd be interested in?
Oh, I'd be all in for it. I love the idea. I would make him, I might, you know, screw it. Make him the highest paid player in the league, like, at this point. Like, the guy.
Really?
You know, the Chris Drury type of move. To bring in a guy like that where you have someone that leads by example and leads in the locker room behind the scenes, like Stamkos is perfect for that. Maybe he should get more credit for this. He should go down as one of the greatest like captains of all time. Like multiple cups, the way that those Tampa guys talk about like him behind the scenes and how he is as a leader. You know, he checks all those boxes and he's still a great player. So I'd love to do it. Do any of us really think he would think about coming here for a second?
No, I don't. Would you? Well, if you made him the highest paid player in the league, like you said, I mean, even, go ahead. Maybe he would, right?
You might get a meeting if you do that. I'm not. I'm wondering how if you would even get the job done with that. You might need to give him like a stake in the team to get him to come here.
Would you make him the captain?
No, Darlene should be the captain. I think no matter what, okay. You can't listen. I like the idea of bringing in a guy like that that can lead by example and behind the scenes because they haven't had a guy like that since Chris Drury and Danny Briere. But right. I don't need to go so far with it to make him the captain. I think that is, you know, was not a great look when Craig Revay became the captain after never playing a game for the Sabres. Like, you guys need someone from out of the locker room to come in and be the guy. Mm-hmm. Like, you can bring in guys that can be a part of it, but Darlene has got to be the next captain of this team. I think should be the next captain.
All right, we're going to have Jeff meet us on the other side of the break, so let's real quick squeeze Nick in before that. Hi, Nick, go ahead.
Hi, how's it going?
Good.
Good, morning.
You just said Stamkos. I forgot about him. I think that would be a great pickup. But I was also thinking, like, Sam Reinhart, if you thought he would want to come back, which probably wouldn't if you make him one of the highest paid players, too, after the season he just had. But yeah, making Stamkos money talk. Like, why wouldn't he come here making the highest paid player? Just want to hear your thoughts. Thanks.
That one I might think is even less likely than Stamkos.
Me too.
I don't see that happening.
If on the likelihood of them saying, like, if the money was great and they met every demand money-wise,
yeah,
if it was just between, do I want to go and play in Buffalo, I think you'd have more of a chance of Stamkos than Reinhardt.
I don't think Reinhardt would ever come back here. I don't think he would ever come back. Once you've been in this for as long as he was, and you get a taste of what the league is actually like on somewhere else, I mean, going to the finals with the Panthers, they're back right there as one of the top teams in the league again. Like, to me, once you've tasted that, the only thing that could probably pull you away from a team like that or a situation like that is home. So, for me, I think Reinhardt is either staying in Florida, going to a team like Florida, or he's going to go home to Western Canada. Like, I think those are his only... I'd be surprised if he did anything other than that. There's no way on earth pigs will fly across the sky before Sam Reinhardt, I think, returns to the Sabres.
Well, with all that being said then, we'll just have to wait 4 years and get Austin Matthews. That's when he's a free agent.
There we go.
All right. We'll take a timeout here. Jeff Mitas is going to join us. How's the Masters looking after day one plus? We are into day number two at the Masters. Tiger Woods actually had to finish his first round this morning before starting his second round. We'll take a look at Bryson DeChambeau and what he did yesterday. Jeff Mitas joins us next, co-host of the Tee to Green show here on WGR. That's on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point show.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly!